We'd have raised, we'd have 5 or 6 killing hogs every fall.
Mm-hmm.
Butcher goes along about the first freeze, along about Thanksgiving, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special shelter for these?
Yes, we had a place, we put those, had a big old box, we call it a meat box, great big box, and that granary.
Mm-hmm.
And we could salt down those sidings and hams and shoulders and all that meat box.
Mm-hmm. When they were alive, where did they go?
Well, a lot of times we let them run out.
Uh-huh.
All during the spring and summer, but when they wanted to get them fat, we'd put them in a pan then and go to feeding them and feed them some maize and cotton corn and stuff like that.
How'd you catch them?
Well, they wasn't too wild. We could drive them around and find to get them in the pan.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any shelter out there, a house or a shed? Or?
No, they didn't. Them old hogs, they stay around there in those mountains and in the grove, and get down there in the fall of a cold day, and you'd see them, they get in there and wake up them leaves and crawl down on those leaves and make a bed out of them.
Were there farmers around here later, well now, are there farmers around here who raise cows for milk and butter and things like that?
Yes, there's a good many dairymen. See, we have a creamery here in Mangum that does about $1 million worth of business a year.
My goodness. You mentioned a pasture. What did you call land down in low place in the river or on the creek?
Well, down in the valley.
Did you ever cultivate any of that?
Yes, some of it. That's the best land you had, is that down in those valleys along those creek bottoms and stuff. That's where most of your farming land was.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if that was called bottom land or?
Well, they call it valleys and bottom land both.
Now we mentioned fences a little bit. Were wooden fences used in town for just to make them pretty eventually?
Well, no, I don't remember of a single wooden fence around. That way back, a little later on then, they did get some palings and stuff like that put around, but.
You remember where you learned the term paling?
No, I sure don't. It was after 1900, I know that.
Is that when you were born?
No, I was born in 87.
Uh-huh. Huh. Were rail fences ever used?
Not in here. Further on southeast where there's more timber, there's lots of rail fences. But we didn't have enough timber out here to raise having the rail fences speak out.
Uh-huh. Was that the common term?
Yeah, rail fences.
I don't mean to suggest these terms. I shouldn't do this.
Yeah, but they call them rail fences, and then there's a pick and rider. Now, I don't know just what that pick and rider is, but these old fellas come up from East Texas, they're always talking about a pick and rider fence. Now, I can't tell you what it was.
I heard about those. They take two stakes and drive them in.
Yeah.
And then they put their stakes in like this.
Yeah, one on top of the other.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of crossways. They're not straight. They run.
Uh-huh.
So the zigzag. Brace one end braces the end for the other.
Sounds pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
Did you do anything with loose stones?
No.
What did you get your drinking water in?
Well, we get them out of wells, and over at Granite there we had a big spring and a milk house.